All right. This is the National Finance Committee meeting for Tuesday, April 14th, 2020. Having a quorum present, Mr. Secretary, can you read the roll? Oh, hey, one other little housekeeping thing. If I think each of us should give like one sentence to say who we are so we can start to learn to identify each other on the phone for the new members. And just state how long you've been here, what station you're from, and any other pertinent information. So thank you. Go ahead, Paul.
Okay, please answer up when you hear your name. Sharon Adams. Adams. Thought you were there before. Okay. Nicarina?
Yes, I'm here. I'm sorry, I'm here. Do you want me to say my one sentence now?
Yeah, please do, as role is taken. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, I had it on mute there. Sharon Adams. I am the treasurer from KPFA, and I've been on the NFC for just about 1 year now.
Okay, Nick Arena.
Hello, Nick Arena from WPFW in Washington. I've been on the NFC now. It seems like a million years, but I think it's 4 years.
Risa J. Allen.
I'm with KPFT, and I am currently the treasurer. And I've been off and on the national board, and I've worked also closely with affiliates. And locally, I'm on the development committee.
Fred Blair.
Fred Blair, present. I'm the KPFK treasurer. I believe I've been on the NFC now for 2 years, and I've been streaming the NFC, I believe, for 5 years.
Okay. Chris Corey.
Chris Corey, current NFC chair. I'm a listener member, a listener delegate from KPFA, and I've been on the NFC for 2 years, and I've been chair for one.
Okay. Dwayne Clark. Lark.
Thank you for the correction. I am Dwayne Lark from KPFT Houston, two-time local station board chair, three-time vice chair, currently the vice chair of the Pacifica National Board. This is my second time on the NFC.
R. Paul Martin here. That's me. I'm the secretary of the committee at this moment. I'm the treasurer from WBAI. I've been on the NFC for 12 years. James Sagerton. Okay. Anita Sims.
Present. I am your interim CFO. I'm with employed with NETA.
Okay. Nancy Sorden. Polina Vasilyev.
Thank you. Nancy here.
Oh, okay. Nancy, you go. Go ahead.
Sorry. I'm just saying that I'm here. I'm here.
Could you give a little introduction, Nancy? We're doing introductions.
Oh, okay. Hi, everyone. Nancy Sorden here. I'm representative, the director from WPFW. I was on the finance committee last year. I'm on the finance committee at WPFW. I guess that's about it. Thanks.
Okay. Polina.
And I'm convening the development committee for the PMB also.
Polina Vasilyev?
I am director, staff representative from KPFK. It's my first year on the finance committee and my first time on the Pacifica National Board as well.
Okay. Going back, James Sagerton, are you here? Sounds like he's late. Anyway, we have 10, and that's a quorum.
Mr. Chair?
Okay.
Mr. Chair?
Sure. Go ahead.
Could we ask, I don't know how to pronounce her name. Could we ask the director from KPFK to spell her name so I can hopefully pronounce it properly in the future?
Sure. Polina?
Yeah. It's spelled V as in Victor, A, S as in Sam, I, L as in Leo, I, E, V, Vasiliev. And the secretary pronounces it perfectly. Vasiliev is perfect. Polina Vasiliev.
Polina, okay.
Yeah, Polina. P-O-L-I-N-A.
Thank you.
Okay. Just a little tiny other thing of note. My connection doesn't seem to be very good tonight. I'm getting a bit of aliasing on everybody's voices tonight. So if it gets bad, I'll cut out and call back in on a landline. But I see no reason to let it stop me for the moment. If I sound bad on your end, let me know, and I'll make the alternate connection. All right. So the next thing up is agenda approval. Hey, James, introduce yourself to the committee for those new members that are present.
Okay, I'm James Sagerton. I'm from WBAI, listener, director. I've been on the committee for a year, actually less than a year because we got started late. But I was on the audit committee the year before. Of course, I'm on the WBI LSB. I've been on the finance committee off and on for, I don't know, 7 years or so on the WBI finance committee.
Thank you, James.
Are you a treasurer?
All right.
No, that's our Paul Martin.
Thank you.
Who I believe is also on the call.
Thank you.
Is that everybody? I guess it is. Okay. So, the next thing up is agenda approval.
Oh,
so
may I say one more thing? I'm sorry, Chris. May
sure,
I say one
ahead,
more
James.
Thing?
No, it's okay.
I've been sick all day, and I've been very sick, and I may not stay on the call the entire time. I'll try and stay on us for the entire time, but I was actually having some severe difficulty earlier. So if that returns, I'll have to get off the call early. Thank you.
Okay, I hope it's not the horrible ick that's going around, James. Do you have any idea whether it is or not?
Yeah, I got a feeling it might be. We've also had a call from Alex Steinberg. He's having trouble too.
Oh, no.
Okay.
James, you're in the epicenter. Have you been tested?
No, nobody's got tests. They're only using them in the hospital.
Everybody.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I hear you.
I know.
Yeah. Call a doctor.
Call
a doctor.
Wayne.
If they can
get
you tested.
Yeah. You take care of yourself, James. I'm not pleased to hear this. And yeah. Okay.
I appreciate that.
No problem. So let's see. I'll read the agenda out. So convene meeting at 8:30 Eastern Time. Roll call, approve agenda. Item 4 is minutes approval. Then there is a discussion of the interim financials. I think I sent those out either 3 or 4 hours ago. If there's anybody on the call that doesn't have those, let me know, and I will send them on to you. And then there's a shortfalls discussion. I got a spreadsheet from Anita kind of outlined all of that, and I sent that along, I think, an hour and a half ago. And then we have a central services discussion. This is a continuing discussion we've had over several meetings now. I'd like to circle back around to it and just see if we can get anywhere with that one. And then I was going to try and squeeze elections in at the foot of the meeting. I would have done it at the top, but we have a couple of guests tonight, and I wanted to make sure that we got to the financial information. Then any new business? And adjourning no later than 10:15 p.m. Eastern time. Are there any additions or changes to the agenda that anyone would like to make?
Mr. Chair, Polina?
Go ahead. R. Paul?
Okay. On the part, let's see, on number 5, discussion of interim financials, Feb, would it be accurate to say interim financials to February 29th?
Yes.
Okay.
It's not just for February. It's for the year to date through February.
It'll make more sense in the minutes to do it that way. Okay, so it's going to be
discussion
of interim financials to February 29th, which identifies what we're doing. Okay, thank you.
Okay. No, thank you. I appreciate it, R. Paul. Polina?
Yes, I would suggest that we postpone elections until our next meeting, perhaps, because given that James Taggarton mentioned that he's not feeling well and might be gone, I don't know if we're going to have quorum. I don't know how to proceed because I'm new, but I have a feeling that it would be best if we were not to take the time up this at the time. That's just my suggestion.
I'll second that motion. Nancy.
Okay, so we have a motion to postpone. Is there any objection? The item 8, that is. Is there any objection to that motion? All right, hearing no objection, the item 8 will be picked up on the next meeting time, which is April.
Actually,
sorry, go ahead.
The only motion on the floor right now is to approve the agenda, so I think maybe the member wants to amend that by taking out the election item.
Okay.
That's correct, yes.
So, okay, so we have an amendment to the agenda, and with the understanding that we'll pick this up at the next meeting. Are there any objections to amending the agenda to delete item 8 from tonight's agenda? Hearing no objection, item 8 is deleted. New business is now number 8, and adjournment
may
is
I speak to that?
9.
May I speak to that amendment?
Go ahead, James.
I just want to thank Polina for the kind thought, and I appreciate everybody going along with that. That's much appreciated.
No problem, James. Yeah, anything that will help you out. Okay. So that brings us to minutes approval. R. Paul, would you mind?
Sorry,
we don't have the agenda approved.
Yeah.
You're right. I'm sorry. So with that amendment in place, are there any objections to the agenda as amended? Hearing none, the agenda is approved. Okay, we're at item 4 now. R. Paul, if you could please specify which minutes have been distributed. I didn't go back through the email chain and look at that.
What we have is the March 10th minutes, and I move to approve the minutes of the March 10th NFC meeting.
All right. Does anybody have any additions or changes with it in mind that you can always circulate back later and do amendments at a later time if you find any errors in them? Anybody? All right. Hearing no amendments or changes to the minutes.
Does anybody have?
I'll
move to approve.
Okay. Do we have any objections to approving the minutes? All right. Hearing no objections, the minutes from March 10th. Financials. I circulated those, like I say, I think 3 hours ago, and I'm going to pull them up now. I'm not going to bother reading my footnotes because we have Lydia on the phone and I'd rather have her comments than mine. But if you want to look through my comments, that's great.
What's the file name?
The file name is, hold on, it's copy of Pacifica Financial Statements 2.29.20 and it's a Excel spreadsheet.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. And so let's see. I guess I can just read my general comment from the footnotes to start it off. Hold on a second. I've got to pull that document up. So what I said at the very bottom here is that overall the network is showing fairly good results in the review period with listener revenue up 14% in the first 5 months and cost declining 4%. Network-wide, we survived a drastic downturn in major donor revenue, which fell by $1 million, by cutting costs $200,000. However, it's concerning that the cost-cutting was done mostly on the backs of development, a fact that we need to dimly. The ongoing pandemic has unknown consequences for the network, but we can presume it won't be good. In order to achieve the same results in the next 5 months as we did in the first, it will be necessary to analyze each station for areas that can withstand a cut and focus attention on them. Here are the individual stations' operating margins. I won't bother reading it. It's a bunch of numbers. But generally speaking, the operating margins, and the way I define that is by deleting out the extraordinary income and expenses, and those also have definitions. I took anything as extraordinary income if it was well above and beyond what was obtained during the survey period, which is the period in discussion here, ending February 29th. Most of those extraordinary income items would be the bequest stuff that came in last year. That was a very active bequest year. And the extraordinary expenses, one was probably on the WBAI side. I deleted the portion of the interest payment that that they're no longer responsible for because the network, the other, all five stations are picking up those payments effective January. Let's see, what else is there in there? Where did I stop? First 5 months of last year. If we remove the extraordinary income and expenses from each division, if those numbers are added back in, we arrive at the consolidated statement. So if you want to see what the things look like without my adjustments, you can look at the consolidated statement. There's a small gain for the year, but it's significant, but significantly lower results due to the $1 million decrease in May.
Oh, we're breaking up.
Chris, I think you're leaving us here.
We lost you.
You, Chris.
All right, I think what's going to happen is he's going to grab the landline and call us back in. And
while we're waiting, can I ask Paulina, is your first name spelled P-O-L-I-N-A?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you.
And for those who need to follow along, Chris sent out his footnotes in a separate file named footnotes_Pacifica_Feb_2020, and it's a Microsoft Word document. So you can follow along on that. And should be back here any second now. Depending on how long it takes him to put down his cell phone and go get his landline fired up.
Sorry about that, folks.
Okay.
Can you hear me okay?
Now, yeah.
Okay, I'm on a landline now, so that won't happen again. Let's see. At the risk of repeating myself, there's a clear need for operational improvements as three of the five stations are showing operational losses. Please review the results with your individual general managers and report back any errors or discrepancies so that we can review and correct them before sending them on to the PNB. Since there's no meeting this week at the PNB, try to get this done by next Tuesday, please. And that's the end of my supplement. So having said all that, I'd like to turn the floor over to Lydia if she's prepared to comment on the interim profit and loss statement dated February 29th, 2020. Are you there, Lydia?
I am here. I can't say that I'm prepared to to opine. I can express opinions about the, you know, other items on the agenda actually having to do with the handling of central services and so forth. But but I think that looking at these versus the current reality, there's a stark difference given the challenges that we face at the national office and you know, the lack of sending in central services and so on and so forth. And it predates Corona. Everybody's always late, and so we have to come to some resolution, and which I think I'll speak more to when we get into reevaluating central services. And I'm glad to see Teresa is back because she and I have served on the boards together time and again. So we have points of references because some of this I'm going to be referring back to how Central Services or what they were at one time, what they were intended to be, how the system basically isn't functioning as well. And so when I look at these figures, it's kind of a distorted reality for me. So anyway,
I understand.
But thank you.
Well, welcome back to you too. Distorted reality. Okay.
All right. So I have a whole series of questions for the individual units. If anybody has any questions of Lydia specifically related to the profit and loss statements, or to the current financial state of the network, please feel free to chime in. I'll take a stack for that. Otherwise, I have a whole bunch of them. So, anybody? Okay. So, going through the P&Ls, you can actually see where I marked for comment a bunch of pretty much every individual station. So, starting with KPFA, I'll direct this to Sharon Adams, and if she doesn't have the answers at the tip of her fingers, if she could circle back with the answers, that would be wonderful. So the KPFA managed to be the only station that actually had an increase in expenses over the first 5 months, and it was due almost entirely to two categories.
Can you just tell me exactly which document you're looking at and which line you're looking at?
So this is the 229-20 Pacifica Financial Report,
yeah,
the P&L.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay? If you go to the KPFA tab,
Okay,
and then you go to column Z, you'll see I did a comparison for every single station between the first 5 months of this year and the first 5 months of last year. Just to review really quickly so that you find yourself in the right place, Y8 and Z8 show this year's year-to-date and last year's year-to-date for listener support, and that number is astronomically bigger for KPFA. So congratulations on that front. I was actually really surprised that most of the loss in terms of the major donor income was made up there. So. But the questions I had were actually in the expense category, which is Z21 was the first one. So personnel expenses were up 8%. I'm curious about that, whether that's just statutory raises, staff increases, what constituted that 8% raise in expense. And the second one was, I guess, programming expenses were up 19%. If you have any idea on either of those, you could speak to it now. Otherwise, we'll circle back and discuss it at some later point.
Okay, I'm going to have to get back to you on that.
Okay.
Chris, Paulina with a question. I'm looking at the documents, and what I see in column AB is the word comment. Did you mean to include the actual comment, or are the comments being made in real time? I'm just wondering if I'm missing anything that
you're not missing anything.
Okay.
I intended the individual units to make those comments. It was just a note to me that it's basically flagged, so that it was for my own sake, so you can disregard those. That was just my way of reminding myself. I could have highlighted them as well. I'm just not as skilled at highlighting in Excel as I am at just typing things in columns. So that's
got
how
it. Thank
I
you.
Resolve that. No problem. All right. So KPFK. KPFK. Did I have any? I don't have any. I didn't have any comments called out on that one. This was one of the ones where there was a kind of a significant drop in development expenses.
May I ask you a question?
I was kind of curious about that. Who's there?
Nancy with a question. Sorry, okay. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
It's okay.
Wait,
go ahead. Go ahead, Nancy.
Is column V the same period of time as column Y?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. It's last year, 2018.
October through February of FY 2018.
Correct.
Okay.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Welcome. So I didn't have any questions there. KPFT, I have two comments there. So positive comments, or maybe I just had questions. Under expenses for KPFT, I'm seeing a 21% decline in administration expenses for the survey period, and I'm seeing a 57% drop in development expenses. I think the development expenses came up the last time we had a financial statement, and I don't think Bill had any comment about it. Does anyone from KPFT have any information on either of those comments?
Alan here.
Go ahead.
So this is for what period? What time period?
Okay, so it's for the period ending February 29th of this year. So it's for the first 5 months of this year. Let me put it in the form of a more articulate question. So for the first 5 months of this year, expenses in the following I'll take them one at a time. In under administration, the expenses dropped over $21,000 under. I think I said administration. So administration expenses dropped 21%. If you want a detail on what that category is, you can go down and look under administration, and it includes the following items, and this is just in order. It's I'll pick out the top six categories for KPFT. So the top six categories are telephones, consultants, interest in bank charges, office expenses, rental and lease equipment, and general maintenance and repairs. Does one of those leap out at you as something that would have resulted in that change?
I can say this. We had a finance committee meeting month before last, and I asked about some expenses that I had been told we would have, and there was a motion to postpone asking the question, so I don't have the answer on that one.
Okay.
Maybe Dwayne Lark has the answer on that.
Dwayne, do you have any information?
No, I would prefer that if you had these requests that you would put them in writing and the proper person, since we hadn't had continuity of management with the exception of our business manager, who are more adept to answering any of the questions that you may have for the committee. And if
okay.
we would forward those to her, I'm sure she, given that we have this virus issue, many things are not being addressed as they normally would.
Okay. If I were to forward them to you, could you forward them to her?
Yes.
Okay.
Can you CC me?
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you very much.
No problem.
A 21% drop in admin expenses and 57% drop in development.
Correct.
Yeah.
Now, Chris, if I will, development would include fulfillment of gifts on pledges, correct?
I think so. But he's
talking about dropping. We've had an inordinate amount since we have had almost a 40% decline in fundraising, and including commitment to gifts. I think that would be the start of understanding.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll pass the questions along and include all the categories that might have fallen into, and I'll await the reply.
Maybe I didn't understand something, Chris. You said there was a 57% drop in development expenses, right? Not development revenues.
Yeah. That's correct, but premiums are definitely part of that. In fact, they're a very large category. It's about a third of development expenses for KPFD fall into that category.
Of course.
I think our in our last meeting, someone did say that in our last pledge drive, we had raised more money without people expecting premiums. So maybe that accounts for that.
That could be it. That could be it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Thank you very much.
Nancy,
Go ahead, Nancy.
With some observations, just looking across the rows for telephones, other administrative expenses for telephones and consultants, the amount per month dropped quite a bit. It dropped like over $1,000 a month in telephones. And then for consultants, it looked like it dropped several thousand dollars per month over the whole year there.
I see that. So it started out in the sort of 6 to 10 range, and it's currently running in the sort of 5 to 7 range.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's significant.
And then for development expenses, there's been no direct mail printing and no direct mail postage, which was $10,000 in the early months of that year.
Right. I see that too.
That's a big chunk. But then it goes up for FunDrive telemarketing.
This is Lydia.
It looks like the premiums went down, way down as well.
Yeah,
maybe
that.
This is Lydia.
That's all.
To the stack.
Go ahead, Lydia.
So I just wanted to comment because this afternoon I was making some donations to the various to all the units is my goal, and I did go on the KPFT site. What I loved was that you can pick the program that you want to donate to. And, however, I saw a lot of push for the premiums actually all the way down to the last, when you make your final yes, please process type of thing. And it keeps saying, well, which premium do you want? Which premium do you want? And, I couldn't find something that said, I don't want a premium. So you might want to add that to the website, unless I missed it, which is entirely possible as well. That's it. Other than that, I was impressed with the ease with which I was able to donate.
Thanks, Lydia.
Thank you for that feedback. I will send an email to the development director right now and have her follow up on that.
Yeah, first have her check it, because, again, you know, aging eyes over here.
She will do that. Thank you.
Thanks.
Paulina, okay. With a question?
Go ahead, Paulina.
I'm looking at all the tabs, which is consolidated KPFA, KPFK, through W, then PNO, and Pacifica Radio Archive. I'm wondering, Chris, about lines 124 through 128. Are these, they're a little cryptic to me because it's Maybe I'm just starting to look at these for the first time. Could you walk me through what the percentages mean? For instance, the fact that, let's say, KPFT
on which tab? I'm sorry, Paulina.
They're different. Absolutely,
they're different.
So you're right. The last five lines of every tab.
Okay, the last five. Okay, I can explain that. So that's my own little analysis of these, and the reason that I'm doing this is because there are things that happen over the course of the year that if I were a manager or an executive, somebody who was actually in charge of running one of these stations, which of course I am not. It's not helpful, I don't think, to have things like bequests in there that distort the sort of continuing operation streams of the business in terms of being able to analyze it. I mean, if a station makes $1 million in a year, that's wonderful. That's fantastic. But if they had a $1.5 million bequest in that year, then the following year, that the fact that that bequest won't be there is not going to help the station out one bit, and it won't help it determine how to operate in a profitable way, a gainful way during the course of the year. So I backed those extraordinary incomes out. I also backed out extraordinary expenses, stuff like the interest payments on the big loan that's showing up on WBAI's books. That's also a distortion because they're not going to be held responsible for 80% approximately of those loan payments. So I backed those out as well because that also doesn't tell WBAI how much money they'll need to make during the course of a year in order to cover their portion of the payment. So those are – and also if something like a lawsuit came up that was on the books, I'd back that out as well. So stuff that ends up on the books that's extraordinary, that doesn't happen on a continuing basis, is not of much value to people that are trying to run those stations. The more valuable way of looking at it is just operational revenue and operational expenses. So this is just a sort of back-of-the-napkin method of reconciling operational books to what you're looking at here, to the P&Ls. So if you look at the consolidated statements, you'll see the biggest adjustment of all, just as a glaring example. So line 153, I'll give you guys a second if you want to look at it. So Z153 is the bequest money that came in over the last over the first 5 months.
Consolidated tab?
Yeah, the consolidated tab, line 153, Z153, this is the cell. So that's the sum total. Actually, it's not the sum total. It's the sum total of the bequest money and major donor money that came in from all divisions for the first 5 months, less the amount that we've actually gotten this year. So I've subtracted it off to create a difference so that it would be a more meaningful comparison of this year to last. So that's what that line represents, line 153.
Thank you.
Let me go back to KPFT. I think that's what we were before Polina's
question. Go ahead.
I want to make an observation and a comment, and particularly for the good of our treasurer, Teresa Allen. No, Teresa, you have been asking Judon, the IGM, for the last 4 months to look at negotiating with AT&T about telephones. But what you will notice is that KPFT has the lowest cost, the telephone cost, throughout the five stations by a large amount. So I think we're in a pretty good place when you look at it comparatively.
That cost also looks significantly lower than last year's, looking at it cursorily.
Yeah, I just wanted her to take note of that because that was one of the things she was focusing on.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Duane. All right. Did I answer your question, Polina?
Yes. Actually, yeah.
Okay. So, go ahead.
Sorry, it's Nancy. Clarify again. So, line 153 is the bequest, and line 154.
Line 154 is. I took that from line 29. So that would be. What did I take that from? That was board expenses, which Anita, are you still on the phone right now?
Yes, I am.
Oh, I know that you're having a little trouble with your voice. I don't want to make you cough or anything, but if you I can see what's included in that category. So I deleted $83,000 in what the category called board expenses. So because it looked like just way, way larger than last year, and I'm trying to remember what I saw in there. I guess it was because we had local elections last year or something.
Correct.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
Okay. So that's why I deleted that out, is because there was stuff going on last year that's not going on this year. So it didn't make sense to treat it as a continuing item.
Paulina?
Go ahead, Paulina.
This question might sound silly. Perhaps I'm not up to date. I'm new to this. I thought that Tamara Sudorsky was our ICFO. Was I mistaken?
No, she was our ICFO until November 30th of last year, and then we were CFO-less for about 5 weeks there, and Anita took over in early January.
Great. Well, welcome, Anita.
Thank you. But Tamara, of course, works with me at NETA. So.
Got it. Thank you. Now I understand.
Yeah, and Tamara is actually still pretty active in preparing Pacifica Finances. In fact, when I need something detailed, she's usually the person I end up consulting with. All right, so we were up to the fifth tab, which is WBAI. I didn't have any call-outs for WBAI either. I did note that their expenses have dropped 3%, however, which is, or was it 3? No, it's 7%. And there's nothing really glaring that stood out for personnel costs were down 12% there. If anybody has any comment about that, that I'd be interested in hearing that. But that was about the only thing that stood out. Is there anybody from WBAI that would have any idea why personnel costs were down 12%?
Yeah, Arpal.
Go ahead, Arpal.
Yeah, there's a unfortunately one of the workers at BAI was let go last year because he had some severe medical problems, and his position has not been replaced.
I see. Okay. Thank you, Arpal. That makes perfect sense. All right. And then the last two were I had the most questions on. so I had four questions for the national office. There's one particularly weird thing there that I'll get to in just a second. But let's see. So first thing is, what is SCA rental income? Either Anita or Lydia, if you could tell me what that is.
Okay, I don't know what line, but you're saying S as in Sam, right? The SCA
sidebands.
For example, I have, yesterday I just deposited a $10,000 check from the Korean show that airs on that sideband. And we get that. And that has been something that's also been waiting for distribution, whether it should be with go to the station, but then to national, blah, blah. Anyway, we'll deal with that at another time. But that seems to be one of our healthier sidebands. And there are some sidebands that we need to retire if they're not keeping up with their payments and so on and so forth. And so we have, I don't know what we have right now. I think when I was last IED, we had four. So I will, I'm still trying to catch up on what everything is, by the way. So most of my time is a PI.
Okay.
Sharon for the staff also.
Okay. Be very interested in having that sideband discussion as an item at some point here.
Okay.
Because I don't understand it very well.
Oh, okay.
Who's first up? Was that Dwayne?
Yes.
Go ahead, Dwayne.
Okay. I certainly want to have that sideband discussion, because at KPFT, there's been a lot of ambiguity and no clarity and no transparency with respect to KPFT sideband income, sideband arrangement, sideband contract. It's alleged that there's a contract with Radio Maria, one of the universities here. So when this virus is over, Lydia. I know you've got a lot on your plate, so I'm not going to ask for that investigation or discussion now. But I've been asking the question for 2 years under our previous administration, previous manager. So I look forward to that sideband discussion, and particularly KPFT's revenue or non-revenue contracts and how long it's supposed to last.
Okay.
Thank you. I will look for whatever the current arrangement is. It was a lucrative one when I was last IED in 15, 16.
It's changed since then, so let's take
okay.
a look at it.
Okay.
Okay. So who else was on the stack? There was a second person.
Sharon.
Sharon,
and
go ahead, Sharon.
And also on stack?
Okay, Arpal, I got you.
Okay, well, I I've only been on the NSC just that 1 year that it's been, as I think James was saying, you know, we started late. And I have never heard of the sideband, so I don't even know what those words mean when you say the sideband. So if you could even explain what that is and where that money is coming from, that would be helpful.
Would anybody like to comment to that? I'm unfamiliar. I know what the term means, but I'd rather have somebody who knows more than I do.
Fred.
Okay. Okay. Go ahead, Arpal, if you can comment, since you were next on the stack anyway.
Yes. SCA is subcarrier authorization. Basically, our radio stations put out a signal, but there is what you could call a little bit of ability to shave a tiny bit of that signal off and have some other bit of the signal that we don't program on. It's technical. Just understand that there's a signal that goes out with our radio signals that we don't program into. What we can do is we can rent that out, and people or companies that have a special type of radio receiver can tune in to the sideband, to the SCA, and they get various information. I know that at one point people at BAI many years ago were very politically offended because there were, I think it was Dow Jones was using ours, and there were stock quotes going over, you know, essentially BAI's air, and people were up in arms. Anyway, this technology is something that all FM stations can do, and all of Pacifica has been doing it for years. There have been there's been some turmoil over this. I remember when in the early 20-aughts, I guess it would have been around 20-aught-5, 20-aught-6, the national office announced all SCA revenue would go to the national office. Prior to that, the stations had been able to have some of that. And so there was a lot of yelling and screaming about that, and there still is. The WBAI LSB has passed a motion regarding how to deal with that revenue, and I guess that's up at the PNB by now, and if they get to it, they'll do something with it, I suppose. But basically, the national office seized it about 20-aught-5, 20-aught-6, and it's been there ever since. Some of the issues are
Arpal, I really appreciate it, but could I just ask, I mean, I really do appreciate the history, but can I ask one clarification question before you continue, which is, does every Pacifica radio station have one of these subcarrier authorizations, or is it just WBAI?
Oh, no, it's all the stations. And
One
of the issues is that, in fact, it has not been managed by the national office because there is at least one station where there have been years of nothing showing up in the books of revenue. So somebody's been getting free broadcasting service for nothing for some years at one station. And, you know, there's not a lot of clarity on some of this. And anyway, there's a motion that's been sent to the PNB about this, and I think that's basically the history of SCA in a short bit.
Thanks, Arpal. What was your question that you had? It was obviously not related to SCA, so it was before that, I think, or was it not?
God, I forget.
Okay. Well, you can circle back later if you remember. So we're actually out of time for this item.
Can you answer the question?
I'd like to extend for 10. Hold on a second, James. I'd like to move to extend for 10 minutes on this. If are there any objections to that idea? Okay. So we'll go for another 10. Go ahead, James.
Yeah, I just wanted to clarify that I believe the motion that Arpal was discussing was the one where we suggested that while the money should still go to the national office, the stations should get credit toward their central services for that money. And I thought that I may be confusing it with the local finance committee, which I know it originated from, but maybe it was the LSB that dealt with it. Maybe the finance committee here did not deal with that. So that's the question. Did that come before the NFC?
Never.
I don't remember it ever coming up to the NFC before, but I might be mistaken.
I appreciate it. It went from the local finance committee to the LSB. I got that confused. Thank you.
Okay.
And this is Lydia.
Go ahead, Lydia.
Yeah. So and I would favor that. But in the past, we've had really complicated formulas to do that, which is, I think, could be very simplified. It's just that whatever we collect, because in reality, at some of the stations, the general manager himself manages that and goes into the contract, as happens with KPFT, with the one in question that hadn't paid. I had sent a letter to cancel it at the time to that particular station. I don't know if they're still going. And so I think it makes absolute sense that the payments can go to the national office, but that the individual stations be credited if it's their station sideband. So a simple motion I would recommend that this committee come up with for that.
Okay, I'd like to actually circle back and discuss this because it might actually make more sense since there seems to be management-related issues with the sidebands that it might be better for the individual stations to do the management part of that as well. So I really would like to have a more fulsome discussion and figure out, you know, and craft a motion that's the most beneficial to the stations that actually have those sidebands.
This is Duane. I have a question.
Go ahead, Duane.
Well, first off, the comment is that both FM, frequency modulated, and AM, amplitude modulated stations have sidebands, for the record.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I would like to know if any of the treasurers who are on this call could articulate how much sideband revenue that their knowledge of that their individual stations are generating.
Anybody want to step up for that?
Fred for the stack.
One of you treasurers.
Who?
Fred for the stack.
Rick? I'm sorry,
Fred.
Nick? Go ahead, Nick.
No, Fred.
Fred. Sorry, I couldn't hear you. Go ahead, Fred.
Technology aside, when I've looked at this, the amount of money involved is about $250,000 a year that goes into the national office. In fact, for a number of years, this was the only stable source of money for the national office, given the problems with central services. So financially, that's the magnitude of the issue. It's about $250,000 every year.
Your station?
No, for all five stations.
No, my question.
Yeah, for all five.
But I want to answer to my question. And my question was, of the treasurers who are on the call, are they able to articulate how much revenue their particular station is generating?
I'd like to say something. I don't know what we're generating.
Who's speaking right
Teresa.
Now? I'm sorry. Go ahead, Teresa.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay. I don't know what we are currently making, but I know that in 2002, when former Steve Brightwell was our interim general manager, and we were negotiating Radio Maria, he wanted at least $5,000 a month, and when they did not like what he said, I think they went above his head and settled for $4,000 a month, which is $48,000. So I don't know what it is now, but that's what it was at one time.
Current information,
thank you.
That's 20 years ago. I'm interested in recent information.
At WBA, this is James. At WBA, I'm not the treasurer, but I believe ours is about $60,000 a year.
Thank you, James. That's germane.
Thanks, James.
And KPFK gets this $10,000. Should it would be this $10,000 from Radio Korea?
Lydia, is that per year or per month?
That's a month. In the past 2 weeks, I deposited $20,000.
Quite significant.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, this is definitely something of interest to me. I saw it on the books, and my eyes kind of popped out because it was a fairly large revenue amount. And so, yeah, I definitely want to circle back to this. So I'll make it an item for the next meeting if that's amenable to everyone here. Maybe even if it isn't, because it's of great interest.
Mr. Chair, this is Lydia.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So, Paul, if you can send us the WBAI motion. That's the station that's most consistently crafted a motion.
I just sent that out a few minutes ago.
Oh, great. Okay, thank you. I may not be copied on that, so if you can send it
to
I'll send it to
the NFC. Chris, can you send it to the people who aren't on the mailing list?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Chris, this is Paulina. I didn't receive that either.
Okay. Yeah, I'll make sure that I think there's four that are that are not on the list right now. I'll make sure everybody gets it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we're almost out of time again. Let's see. Yeah, I don't think I can make it in the left. I'd like to extend for another five if I could. I move to extend this item for another 5 minutes to 9:40 time. Does anybody have an idea?
Chris,
give me a second.
Sorry, what?
Give me a second.
I'm sorry, what?
I was complaining about.
I think people need to mute their phones. If they're not talking, people need to mute the phone because that's why there's a lot of feedback.
Sorry, I thought I was. Sorry.
Okay. So are there any objections to extending for another 5 minutes? Okay. So I had three more questions that came up on the P&O list. One was that personnel costs were down 33%. I'm assuming that that's because our current ED is not receiving any compensation for that position. Would that agree with your analysis, Anita?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
The timing of the interim CFO, you didn't have one for a period of time.
Right. That's right. There was nobody there for a little bit, too.
Correct.
Okay, got it. Okay, so that explains that one. Okay, this is my biggest question mark on the spreadsheet. So if you look at cell Q20, under board expenses, it shows a negative $261,000. And I'm not sure what that is or why it's there. It appears to be an adjustment, but I can't figure out what it's adjusting to. This is on the P&O tab.
Oh,
line 20, column Q20. I highlighted it in yellow, so it was easy to see.
Okay. I don't, Chris, but I'll find out.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, that one just kind of blew my mind. I can't make any sense of it. So I'd be very curious as to know what that is. Let's see. The admin expenses were up 15%. I think I know why that is. I think it has to do with the timing of the accounting services, but let me check it. Yeah,
yes, it was.
That's what it is. It's the timing of the accounting services. Okay, so that does it for P&O. And then in PRA, did I have any questions? Well,
Chris, before you move on, Paulina, to the stack, if
sure,
I may.
Go ahead, Paulina.
Can you, just to understand, what normally board expenses, what do those entail?